tik miyo qati to terrek miye chotolla ading ante rek chilan a skitilt ti hotsal yhotng te yhot hobatas rot ya mitungi hot wol ko teoro chi hos te ya khala da ko tlo ko khala yhot qoy yhot Waha gital tur chukul wul juye hori loot yi hutsch. Middohrool chi gondrool chi tlii gud chukhnu gud tinil oad. Chuy zi taf dat. Zuhay dit anhyl ing thid zi nukon dit le vidharad chi. Yee. Ahay li dif nidzin. Nukon dit zi gwy gud hui zi gud dil chod hui tol yi hui gud. Tidhrati ha. I'm going to go to the house. Mukoi hotel to got to the truth is Kai Hokatos. Kai Hokon Kai had says Yan Hakati Dalla. Got all the old answer at the odds. I will get a nail at Hadia. They gave the tiny lodge. Take the deal. Had I bought your got eaten the vetitum. Oh, hot the knees, they cry, hot the knee. No. Aha, gyd y dyrun nawr o'r le chi wedi snyd a cael chi yw hwt a'r gathau ddech yn ei o'n i i. Gathau a haf y dang yn nid a nawr ton o'n i'n eich chi. Nghyt o'r ddech yng Nghymru chi wedi di yw hwt a. Gylwch o'n ni i'ch allan. Dwi'n chwlwch gwg. Gyd yng Nghymru chi wedi o'ch o'n ni i'ch allan. Fach a haf y dal iawn i chi hwt. Gan ai hwt te. Kit te. Go dead you hot being list you hot standing the coil. No get eating it at the eel. Don roll chee hot when not hot still in a hand. No very ill till the end. It would you hot eat a high hot eat tea hot tons of oh, you're ill tons it low. You're ill eat on eats, very ugly hadel. Oh, go let you go to get it with a rail. What you clear out it. Nei, dill o dydal. A gyda dill yna. Yndaw i'ch fy'n gatoch. O, gath ys yn gyda i'ch a chyds ys gyda dyn llyna hill yna. Fa cha gyds hannig eid ys ych chi aldi. Mi chael gydro. Chatell i dytell dyd hill yna. Dytell ddyd.
I'm going to go to the house. You would see it, I had it, Ngo hachanum kohad na chadil yet ne dhaj a dhaj a dhaj a dhaj. Ngo ngi dhaj gyd a an thetyng hagi yach gyd si itla zan go. I dhaj a dheg hawa ba a dhys son zan. Si dhaj a kon gyd a al ya ya an halde. Qad a dhaj a dhan bod. Nelo. Go gyd a gyd a gyd a gyd hi chad na gandig a chyth na. ahaaltinge yersesin tsuiqqageltaq ko iisige tihaftak qottung vietasitte ko iro qatlot qottetsnan dorlot agdege tihosugatasitte hasin hongo ko viesnallol ko qitsaraatsit ko qoyatsijilu eeltin iilge tihosugatasitte en ahalti viesitedortleelsiiln Kovintuvin haltseegi joq, ha joq kohi agiihi ja kaltihi, joq kohi taan tatlinikal. Lii agi teen ootretsin nanan, di denne halin. En ehalti siilta tohoos, sakhiyyan halin. Kohalti juhos tohti juhot lohli, jos ngittin ovu ngtevet katsalta hatohli kool halin. Yitilti katsalta sit halde tohool. Ahalt goodna atheloil qad tahlal hotlo ahalt go wawche go waw det satakne waw det sahat tahla hotlo ahalt go i qad negelt qad tahlal yitilt ba bu qon giden qol sin khavhlna khayilt natat khotin khalnas tay khay agdet mohon ichchezi to tsakhles negelt intoht dol khalnna Охот хэрро синнерлаа ахот тингнартинго хоқахал тэха антингллартиил илнеханнгуйрут виярниаатэст аа онни миттэқарулчиухут уқаатлоорлуйхоннеққор миттэқ тэттин яқи қос норл ивиилтасэннеэк м этэханлаа
That's good
story. Yeah, that's the end. That's the end.
Who taught you that story?
That's that old Jackson, Wood, and Andrew. You know, I said first beginning.
Can you tell it in English now?
Oh, yeah. They kasha, they kasha hakachi wo datle.
You think you can pronounce it?
All that. Well, yeah. Some words, you know, I...
It's perfect, you know, when you're talking.
Yeah, but...
The one you talk to, tell a story, if they know how to understand Indian, they understand perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to make it out white man, way in good as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
That old man has come from heaven.
In the second
layer of the world.
Yeah, that's what he said. There's above and there, the nobody go in there, only after you pass away. That's what he said. That he told them. Nah, it's okay. Turn it down, hot da, shock, hot da. Oh. Start to say in the way again. There was a man and wife, they stay in a side stream and they stay there year around. And they are both of them really wonderful. And this woman especially, she's the most beautiful woman. But she was really smart in handwork and everything. And she make lots of things. She make a big sack of clothes, different clothes. She make all kinds of parking. And her husband never knew about it because he always go every day. And when she finished them, she put her man's clothes in one sack and one sack for woman's. And she has one big cache. She just filled up with all kinds of made clothes. Her husband never even asked her, what do you do while I'm gone? He never say that way to her. But when he comes back, she got everything ready for him. Cook meat, boiled fish, and sometimes cook fish. But he can't get along without Indian ice cream made with the reindeer fat. It's almost fat, and he just cut it up with a knife and eat it that way with berries. That's his dessert, I think. And he can't get along without it when he don't eat that. Look like he don't eat nothing. That's what he claim he tell his wife. So she make that kind every... Soon as they finish, she make another one before he comes back. In summertime, every day she make ice cream because she don't want it to get spoiled.
What's more horse?
No. Done. She... That's got your heart. I'm the king not
Nobody go back?
No, you know when that story when you started telling it, it's just like a light ahead of us, and the word is just coming to us just like that, because it's not written. It's just you gotta really, it just like some shining on you, and just some, it's just tell that way, and when somebody makes you up, it's gone. You have to think quite a while before it comes back again. 2 times he mixed me. What were I to
go? I'll go back.
Then that way the every day she work and cut fish and everything, and in summertime they both working on fish, and when it's time in the fall time they get lots of berries. But he goes out and get caribou once in a while for fresh meat, you know, in summertime. But wintertime, mostly, they get lots of meat, and they dry meat, you know, fat, and that's what they live on. And they have big pile. They had one cache of caribou fat and everything. I don't know for what they just get so much ahead to eat, you know, and that way they just have everything, and they kind of, they are just well to do, and they have everything what they think of on now. Because this woman is too smart and she do too much work, you know, but her husband don't know it. Her husband don't know that she's making so many. Well, when he wear out his clothes, she make another one for him, and they don't use no old clothes, mostly almost new things, because they have too many. They don't want to wear no old clothes. Winter time, they just stay year around there and just do the way they do. In the fall time, he set big line of marten. It's dead falls, they call it that time. That's what he get the Martin, and in evening time he comes back, his sack is just full of martin, mink and everything. Sometimes they're just on the both side of his arm, they're just hang or just about make it to his camp, and then he skin all evening. And while he skin, she twist sinew to sew. That's only the time she have time to make threads, because daytime she sew. He never even tell her why you make so much thread all the time. Never. In the winter, towards around maybe around November, I guess, or October, the ice froze up. And one day, she don't feel good. She was wondering why I don't feel good anyway. Why I don't want, I just don't want to do nothing, she was thinking. Maybe we'll get along with that. I think so. She just cooked a little bit for him. She didn't even make ice cream. You can't go without it one night. It's how many times I'm going to make this? I'm not feeling right, she was thinking to herself. She had some kind of a headache, and she feel like she's just something is going to happen to her, but she don't know what. And even time he comes back, he give his husband that cooked meat, and they start to eat. Well, he said, "Where's our ice cream?" "No," she say, "I didn't make no ice cream today because I don't feel right. I don't know how. I just couldn't work today like how I used to. So I just keep quiet most of the time all day long," she told her husband. "My," he said, "I can't go without that ice cream. I want it. I want that mousse made of ice cream and berries. That's the mousse I love to eat, my dear wife," he said. She thinks to herself, "My, he thinks so much of me. I should have made it for him today." "Well, my husband," she say, "maybe I'll go out and get some snow and I'll make snow ice cream for you right away," she say. So she took a dish, which she always bring out for snow, and she got a wooden spoon, and she went out. Then she went down on the ice, only she get snow. She started to go down, and she never came in. My, her husband was started to just, "What became of her? What's wrong with her? Did she went in the cat for berries or something?" He went out and started holler for nobody. So he went in the house and got a birch bark, and she lighted, and he went out. There's no tracks. He went down towards water hole. There was that wooden bowl was halfway thrown in snow. And he walked to the water hole, and wooden spoon was thrown out of the way too. And there's only water hole. And he was just thinking, could she drown in there or something? He started thinking everything. He came in hollering, hunting the cash, and nobody. He came in, he started crying. "That's my fault. I shouldn't force her to make that one night. She didn't feel good and I just forced her. That's my own fault." He started crying. He just cried all night, and towards the morning he fell asleep. Right away he woke up again. He just stopped and started to hunt all over. Back in the woods where she gets wood, he looked for tracks, only her track. Nothing beyond where she used to get wood. And only where he come back from trap line, it's only the trail. Then he came back. Then he started to cry again. Just cry every day. He don't know what to do. He don't even eat. He started to get thin and thin. He just feel like eating, but he just started to make himself starve. He wouldn't even go to that trap line no more. He never even go out. He just make little fire and start to stay in there and just start to make himself just thin. His face was, he touched his cheekbone, just cheekbone was sticking out, and he feel his hand. Nothing but skin and bone. My, he was thinking to himself, "It's all right. That's all my fault anyway. I'll just die in this house. Starve in here. I'll never try to do anything for myself. As I love that woman, she's gone. That's all my fault," he was just thinking to himself. He goes out, and he was getting so thin, he just put something on his belly and tie his belly up, and that way he's standing up straight, and he goes out. He went out to get a little wood, and evening time, he sit there crying. After he make a fire, it's warm, and then he'd sit near where the fire was until he go to bed. His eye was just all swollen, and he'd been crying so much. And all at once he hears somebody at the door start to hit his feet with snow. My, he didn't know what to do. He thought his wife came back. But he just hardly bit to, because he didn't know. He never knew there was another people in the world like them. Because only them, they never see nobody all these years they've been there. And all at once, there's something that's sticking out, and it was a man coming in. Skinny man, just white, skinny man. He look at him. He look at him, and that man just look at him. My grandchild, he told him, you shouldn't cry too much. You know your wife is not dead. She's living in a different world. Then you don't have to cry, but you cannot get your wife back because there is no person will get there where the big man got him from in there, because he look all in this second world, and there's no woman like her. She's most beautiful and most handy worker. Took her from you. And that's his will, that she didn't make no ice cream. That's how he was going to get her. That's why he just don't feel like making ice cream that day in evening time. He just came for her and got her. But you cannot get her back, because there's no way for us to get her back. But I'll let you know how it happened to her, he said. I know you was going to die pretty soon, and I feel so sorry for you. That's why I came. I never come to this earth before, but I decided to come to help you, he told her. Thank you, he said. Thank you very much. I'll never forget what you said. Thank you ever so much, he said. And so he told him to stay across there. I'm going to get something for you. So he just went to the bench on the other side of where their bed was. Bench all around. He went over there. He went in the cache and he brought one big sack. It was a blanket, caribou, young one blanket, and marten skin blanket, and caribou skin for mattress brought in for him. And he put it down for him. You rest on that one. Thank you very much. I'll have a good rest. I never sleep this good place before, he say. I'm really thankful that you're going to give me a good soft place to lay while I'm camping with you. So he just did everything, and he just started cooking everything, and he gave it. No, he said, I never eat you. I wouldn't eat your food. I am very thankful for it, but you know, I'm not of this world, so I cannot eat what you eat in this world, he said. But still, I am really thankful, and I'm going to eat it when I go home, he said. In the morning, make fire on the bank and put that food on it and burn it up, he said. That's the time it's going to be there, and that's where I'm going to, when I go back, I'll have it, he said. So, okay. Now I took a little food for myself while I live down here with you. I'll eat only my own food, which I brought along with me. This very little I'm eating, he said. Because I couldn't stand this world. I couldn't hardly breathe in it because it's pretty. It's up there where I live, he said, no air. Right here, too much air, and I couldn't hardly stand, but I'm going to try to make it out with you. I'll try to get that woman back for you some way. My, he just put his hand this way. If you do, he said, I'll pay you plenty. No, he said, not pay. No pay. You know, I feel sorry for you, that's why I come. Don't talk about pay, he said, because pay, it's no good. So, the next day, while I was coming this way, he said, I found on the bank big tree. We're going to cut that one down. We're going to cut it down, and I'm going to try to do something. What he's going to do anyway. And next morning, early in the morning, he just eating and he tie up himself because he's pretty thin. So he got his little axe made out of a rock. There's no iron that time, just rock axe and little chisel made out of bone and everything. And the wooden hammer, they bring it down. They started chipping beside, they cut it with this little rock axe. It's tied onto crooked stick and chopped. All day they were chopping. At last, towards evening, it fell down because they chip it. It's hard to cut with that, and it was too big. So they just cut it down and they limit. It was dark. We'll go home now. Tomorrow we'll work on it again. So they went home and he just made fire in there and just happy. Happy to see that old man, and that old man was so good to him. He talked to him, you know, about everything, and he was so sure enjoyed. Never even think about his wife anymore because he enjoyed that old man talking to him. And all at once, early in the morning, they got up again. And they eat again. They went down. He peeled it. And then they had crooked knife. And they had some kind of a knife. They started peeling. They just struggled along. And they made it 12 feet long. It was 12 times water the treadmill, 12 feet. And they cut that long. Then he cut the head too, maybe with that one, 13 feet with the head. Then he started to make a hole in it. And he chipped out inside. And it's just like made out, just like big pike, fish. And he make the head. After they finish it, then they never knew they work on it a month. It just like a little while to him because every day they go to it and work on it. It's so big, you know, and nothing hardly any good to work with. And those days, it's not like, oh, chainsaw, it's good. And they just work and they go and they can. He told him, you go for rope, string. Kelt, he called it. Kelt means a rawhide string. So they tie rawhide onto it and they drag it up to the camp. It was getting dark. And he said, we'll leave it here. Tomorrow we'll work on it again. Do you have any paint? And he said, yeah, I have some kind of a color like gray, but kind of a dark green paint. It's just like rock, grand upon. Well, that's good. And look, he said, white one. They mix it up. My, this old man, he started painting. It turned into beautiful fish. And he put little white spot on different places. And it made its head. You go up there in your house, in your cache, where your wife have things. There's a marble I think she have. You bring that one down. He went in there, and I don't know if she have any love. Well, look for it anyway. She started to look around there, and two marble just like eye. And he brought out one. That's the one, he said. And he did something to it, and he put it in its eye. My, its eye started moving around, wiggling around. You see, he said, it's really fish now. We'll go and get some kind of a bone, so we'll make teeth out of it. So then he make little white teeth out, big teeth, sharp teeth all over. And he put that in, just teeth and everything. He finished that one, and after that he just told him, you go in the cache again. I know your wife got a clay lamp in there. You put oil in there and put something on so it'll burn like a candle. So he went up and he went in that cache. There was some lot of that kind, all kinds, bigger one, little one, all just pile, a putty makes out of clay pots and things. He never knew she make those things, because she never tell her husband what she's doing. So he just brought that one and he peeled it in there. Well, he said, tomorrow morning you'll go in it. But